The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. Well, today is a special day. As you've seen in the procession coming in, our five first communicants who will be celebrating their first communion today. And what an appropriate gospel for that. Some of what's mentioned in the gospel today is what has happened over the last couple weeks. And a couple weeks ago, if we recall, was Easter. And on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. That gospel from John starts out on the first day of the week, which means that was Easter morning this happened. Last week, we read about the disciples in the upper room behind locked doors. And that happened on the first day of the week. And the gospel starts out on the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came to them. And today we read about the disciples on the road to Emmaus. So we have, a couple of weeks ago, the early risers. Last week we had the night owls. Today we have what I call the lunch bunch. This is what today's gospel happened between those two earlier gospels. So in Mary's time, when she ran to the tomb and Jesus was not there, she ran back to the disciples who were in the upper room, locked behind locked doors, and told them that they had taken Jesus, and she doesn't know where they put him. So they run to the tomb and find Jesus gone. But that gospel goes on to say that John and Peter ran back to the upper room and locked themselves up there with the other disciples, probably with more fear than they had before, because they saw that somebody took Jesus, and they were expecting the Jews to come after them too, and that their fate was going to be the same as Jesus' because they followed him. But Mary stayed at the tomb and wept. And a stranger came up to her and said, "Why are you weeping?" And she told him, thinking he was the gardener for the cemetery, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they put him." And he looked at her and said, "Mary." "Rabboni," she said. She recognized him. The disciples in the upper room were behind locked doors, and Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you." He didn't get a response. They didn't know who he was. He showed them his hands, the wounds in his hands, the wound in his side. "My Lord." They recognized him. But that story goes on because Thomas the apostle was not there with them. And a week later, Jesus does the same thing and says, "Thomas, put your fingers in my wounds. Put your hand in my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe. Blessed are those who believe and do not see." And here today we have them on the road to Emmaus, disciples going along, and the stranger comes up to them and they do not recognize him. What is it that helps us recognize who Jesus is? Here we have Mary at the tomb, we have the disciples in the upper room, and some disciples walking along the road, and they all see Jesus and don't recognize him. But in the end, they do. What is it that makes us recognize who Jesus is? It's our faith. And faith is a gift from God. Most of the time when I do a rosary for a vigil service, I do the glorious mysteries. And the first glorious mystery is the resurrection. And the fruit of that mystery is faith. And I give a meditation for that decade of the rosary. And this meditation goes like this. Faith is a gift of God. It is a virtue that allows us to submit to the belief of the things of God that are known but not yet seen. Faith opens the eyes of our hearts to be enlightened, as Paul writes to the Ephesians. For we know our salvation was won not only by Christ's death on the cross, but also through his resurrection to life. And it is through our faith in the risen Lord that we know our own bodies will also rise from the dead. Then we truly will be able to see God with the eyes of our hearts in heaven. Now I know that these five young ones are going to do something they never did before. So I'm going to do something I never did before.
Is what's going to happen here in the second half of the Mass. And the fifth covenant he made is with David. And we heard about David in the first reading today. And in the psalm he sings of his Savior. Now, David came long before Jesus did. And he's singing about him. So David knew he was coming. And God promised him that he would sit on his throne and be king of an everlasting kingdom. And he's there. The last covenant he made with us was Jesus. You will hear that prayer today on the altar. Father will say, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which was shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And he says to do this in memory of me. And that's why we're here today. We do this in memory of him. So what is it that makes this wafer, this bread, this wheat and water, something special? It's that covenant.
So, so we can remember him.
And we do that. And we remember. That's why we're drawn to the church. Because where do we get the Eucharist? At the church. Where do we get the Eucharist? At the Mass. If we didn't have the Mass, we wouldn't have the Eucharist. And for us to celebrate that Eucharist, we should be in a state of grace, and we have the sacraments to help us do that. So you celebrated yesterday your first confession. Yes. So you're setting yourself up to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. You're putting yourself in a state of grace. How God wants you to be, how you were originally made, in a state of grace, to be holy and righteous in his sight. We come here to sustain that. We come here to get fed. We come here because Jesus did this for us. So what do we have today? What happened on the road to Emmaus? Jesus came to them and was not recognized. So he interpreted scripture for them, and their hearts started burning. He sat down, had a meal with them, and he gave thanks, like I hope, as a good Catholic, all of us do before we eat, give thanks for our food, and we could recognize Jesus in that breaking of the bread, when he gave thanks, and he blessed it, and when he broke it, they knew who he was, and he disappeared. So when you go up there to receive communion today, do you see Jesus? You believe he's there. We will receive from him the Eucharist in the body, which now that piece of bread has become. You will receive from him the blood, which that wine has now become. His body and blood, soul and divinity, his covenant to us, the eternal covenant forever. And the only way we can get him is to go to Mass. When I was younger, I transferred from Catholic schools to public schools. And in the public schools, they had a lot of questions for me because I talked the Catholic talk. And they didn't understand me. So they asked me where I went to church. And I said, St. Mary's. Oh, okay. And then all the questions came. But one day asked me was, do you know you're going to heaven? Do you know if you're going to heaven? I didn't have a ready answer for them there, but I know the Holy Spirit satisfied their curiosity. But I have a set one now, because I come to understand the Eucharist a lot better. Is that when I, if I'm going to heaven or not, I said, yes, every Mass I go to is where heaven is wedded to earth. That's where Jesus is. We know his presence here. We know with all the people gathered here in his name, he said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst. So we know he's here for that. We know that in the Mass we have the liturgy of the Word, and that Word is spoken. It's the living Word of God. It's Scripture. God speaking to us. So we know He's present in the Word. And we have the priest, who is ordained a priest, to do exactly this, to speak the words of Jesus and make this bread His body, make this wine His blood. Without the priest, you can't do that. And then we have the Eucharist Himself, Jesus. So where do we get all this presence of God? It's only in the Mass. And if we don't go to Mass, we don't receive Jesus. And if we don't receive Jesus, how can we sustain our faith? Our faith is a gift from God. It is the virtue that allows us to submit to the things of God that are all known, and we know all these things. We know when the people are gathered, God is there. We know when we read Scripture, God is there. We know that through the priest's ordination, God is there. We know that through the Eucharist, God is there. We know His presence. But if our faith doesn't bring us to Mass, then our faith is of no use. Receive Jesus in the Eucharist. On the road to the Emmaus, recognize Him in the breaking of the bread. Now, here comes the priest's question. What sacrament are you celebrating today? First Communion. Very good, you passed the second question. So I'll give you the real hard one, the bishop's question. And he wants to know this stuff because you're going down on record as receiving Jesus for the first time, and the bishop's going to find out. So, what sacrament are we celebrating today? First Communion. Yes, you passed. Know that your faith lives when you receive His body. I look forward to helping you with that.
And so let us rise now together. As our faith has gathered us here, as God's family, we now profess our holy creed as we say. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.